Hello, hello, and welcome to Paisley Penny Arcade. Tis I. Who is that? Well, I'm Mo. And welcome. How are you doing? here we are. And here you are. And I am here, and you are there, and oogoo-coo-choo, as they say. And happy to have you here, and it's wonderful to be here on a Wednesday, the 24th of June, the last week in June. Yes, it is. It'll be the 1st of July the next time we meet. And today's show, I think, is going to be an interesting one, I hope. And welcome. Oh, let's see. Renee's already in the room. Happy Wednesday to you, Renee. And you can come and join me in the YouTube chat room. That's YouTube at moabdelbaki.com. And if you're listening on 1-2 Radio, thank you for doing so. If you'd like to see what's going on, all you have to do is come over to YouTube and take a look. And if you are tired of looking at me, you can go to 1-2Radio.com and listen. And yeah, good for you if you are doing that. So happy Wednesday. Happy Wednesday indeed. And yeah, having a nice day. Some days are not always so great, but today's a good day. Now, I mean, don't mean it in that bad a way. I just dealing with a little vertigo issue from day to day, and that's always kind of a, oh, you know. Time is flying by. Isn't it ever, Renee? We're already going to start the seventh month of the year. On Saturday, a week from this Saturday, will be the 4th of July, and the 250th anniversary of this this year, this country's birthday. Kind of an amazing thing, 250 years. I remember the centennial of... yeah, I do remember the centennial, bicentennial, centennial of this state. I live in Colorado, and the centennial of Colorado, and that was cool. I enjoyed that. That went pretty well. I had some great memories of that day, as a matter of fact, although there was also a flood around that time in Colorado, which didn't turn out so well, obviously. The people, I don't want to talk about it. But anyway, so today is something I really want to talk about. It's been fascinating to me throughout my life, and that is talking about playing cards as far as tools for divination. Yes, I have used playing cards. As a matter of fact, my first oracle cards were playing cards that I then drew pictures on. But that's not what we're going to talk about, although we are going to kind of talk about that. Using playing cards for divination has been done for... that's kind of a little bit how it started. Actually, tarot cards were cards that were used for games first, and then they were used for divination. But the truth of the matter is that playing cards can be used for divination. Good old-fashioned cards, okay? Good old-fashioned playing cards. And you can use them, any card, doesn't matter which one. No, you don't have to, you know, just go ahead. And it's really kind of handy. I don't know if you've ever been anywhere. Once you people know that you can do readings, and they will want you to do them. And they'll want you to do them anywhere, anytime, doesn't matter. I was at my mother's funeral. And that night, people wanted me to do readings. And it's like, no. And they say, why not? They say, because I just buried my mother today. You know, it's that sort of thing. But I have never been in a situation since I've been doing this. I can't do that anymore. I have arthritis, and I have terrible arthritis in a finger. I broke this finger when I was 24, 25, right around there. And I used to do this one-handed cut. And oh, that's hard now. Oh my goodness. I used to be able to do like a bunch of them in a row, but no more. But anyway, so oh well, age gets to you. Anyway, so yeah, once people know you could do readings, when my dad was dying of cancer, I was asked to do readings one afternoon for a bunch of my brother's friends. And someone had a Rider-Waite deck, and I sat there one afternoon and did about 25 readings. He had a lot of friends. And yeah, and I mean, if you can, why not? And I could, and I can still. And so, sure. And then there have been many times when people have said, "Gee, Mo, would you do some readings?" And I didn't have a deck of cards, but I had regular playing cards. Now, there are many ways to do this, and I'd like to talk about that today. And I think it's a very good thing to do. I like playing cards, and this is called cartomancy. Now, cartomancy applies to tarot. It applies to anything where you use cards. Okay, but today I'm talking specifically about this, and we'll talk about some other. There are many different strategies for this. Many different strategies. Something I'm going to do. Pardon me. Kidding. 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 Just kidding. Although it's, it's an old gag. It's no. It's silly. And there are so many different types of playing cards. These are bicycle back, the just the regular old bicycle cards. But there are so many different types of cards. I like the tally hoes. Not often seen. Magicians use them quite a bit. I like tally hoes. And there are different types of tally hoes. But anyway, don't worry about the man in the silly room. I'm thinking of redoing my room a little bit. Yeah, it's been like this for a long time. I'm not going to move furniture because that's just pain. But and the books, you have to take the books off of the shelves, and oh God, they're heavy. But I've got some things I may bring up from the other room in the house, and yeah, I'm thinking about it. I'm not sure yet. We'll see. We'll see. Some things that I haven't had in here in a while, and we'll see. But let's talk about how to do that. Now, one of the strategies for playing cards as a divination tool is one of the simplest for those of you who know tarot and are good tarot card readers or are learning tarot card readers, and I think a lot of you are just learning, or a lot of you have been reading for a while, is to just take the meanings of the cards and just go ahead and transfer them. Now, tarot cards that we use today, the wands, the cups, the swords, and the discs, come from the Spanish cards, the Spanish playing cards, as a matter of fact. So the spades are actually spade, which comes are the swords. Okay, so let's see what's up here. Oh, the diamonds. Well, they translate pretty well to the discs. Okay, there's another espada, another espada, another espada. There's another. Okay, hearts, cups, and that leaves the clubs, and the clubs would be the wands. Okay, so did I say that? Yeah, that's right. So what you can, and you can change it around any way you want. I mean, just stick with something and make it consistent. And so what you can do is you just say, okay, so for example, here we have the Six of Hearts, and that Six of Hearts can be the Six of Cups. Well, Renee, what about the Major Arcana? Maybe you don't need them. Yeah, in a case of using a deck of cards, you don't have a Major Arcana. So you don't need them because you're doing mostly mundane broadcasting at that point. Mundane broadcasting, mundane reading. The old noggin is dull as can be. I'm telling you. Anyway, you're doing a mundane reading. Not mundane. I should, nothing is, no reading is ever truly mundane. But what you're doing is you're doing just an everyday type of reading. And the major arcana, it's an interesting concept when you're talking about that. Talking about the arcana. The major arcana, we get used to using them because they're available. Because there they are. We have the major arcana. That's the major arcana. Let's use the major arcana. Then ho ho ho, you know, here's the major arcana. But the truth of the matter is, you can do pretty good readings without the major arcana. And in fact, there are some decks that are just major arcana. But quite frankly, you can also do stunning readings without them. See? And of course, you're also doing away with the princesses, if you're using a deck that has more the valets or the pages, if you're using one of those decks that uses those, because all you have is a jack, so you have a jack, a queen, and a king. Now, in the French tarot decks, the ones that they use to play games with, they do have a valet, I think is what it is. I've got one over here, but I don't feel like digging it out. It's not, it's right on the phone. I'm just not going to grab it. Knock over the lava lamp. That would be so annoying. And you just use the 52 card deck rather than the 78 card deck, and you just forget about the major arcana. And it's easy to do once you get the hang of it. So you can do that and then transpose them. So what you've got is here, we have the Jack of Spades. So you get to decide. When you're doing the reading, is that going to be the prince or the princess of swords? And you get to say, okay, what does that mean? What is that in your mind of minds? You know, which one is that? Who is that? And you go from there. And it really isn't a stretch. It really isn't a problem. Seven of swords, and you say, okay, well, the seven of swords is the seven of or the seven of spades is the seven of swords. Futility, the moon in Aquarius. Okay, and if you're you know an oldster like me that's been doing it for a long time, those thoughts come very quickly. Now, if you don't want to know that. Let's say you're doing the Seven of Swords, okay? Or, let me see, it just happens. The mind just goes there. But let's say you've got the Seven of Spades here. And in my card deck, because I invented, not invented, I created, and I think there's a difference there. I created what's called a transformation deck. Now, I drew it, but I never published it. And in that deck, let's see who just came in. Oh, Denise. Ah, well, welcome. Nice to have you. Nice to have you in the room. She said, nice to be able to join in today. And very nice to have you here. We're talking about playing cards as divinatory tools, which I happen to love, you know. And the nice thing about it is you can be sitting somewhere just shuffling the cards and you can think, is this guy who's up there talking, does he know what he's talking about? And you pull a card and you've got the Five of Clubs, you know, and you're thinking, the Five of Clubs. Well, I don't think this guy is talking about at all. You know, you think, oh my goodness, I just don't think this guy has. He's just kind of, you know, he's putting on an act. Now, in my deck, that's what this would say. Now, I'm not talking about me because I know what I'm talking about, don't I? I would hope so, you know. Anyway, you would hope so. Anyway, so you know, now here I'll ask, do I know what I'm talking about? And I pull up here, and here's the Eight of Spades. Oh, well, definitely. In my deck, it's precision. No, I know exactly what I'm talking about. Very sharp and very precise. There we go. So, anyway, so the point is, what you can do is you can transpose. You can transpose. And say, okay, that's that. You do what you do. You do what you do, and you can transpose. But I prefer doing what I know. The transformation deck is where you now, a lot of people in a transformation deck, what they do is they draw the pips of the, and the pips are the spades, the clubs, and they make a picture out of it. Well, I did that in my deck, but I've over the years, and I've had a lot of years, I've since I was a kid, I would look at a card and I would say, oh, that has a feeling for me. And I get a sense of it. So, for example, well, the Two of Clubs has always had a feeling for me of kind of something you could create that would go out of control, be misunderstood, and could get you into a lot of trouble. That's just the feeling I got. The Three of Clubs has always had kind of a crazy feeling for me. And over the years it gets stronger, and so the cards, the 52 cards, got well, and so what I did is I designed the deck and drew those into pictures. And so the pips are in there, but I also made sure that they represented the things that I designed. So that's how that went. So, for example, the Two of Clubs is Frankenstein's monster, and on his the clubs are the bolts on his neck, and so on and so forth. And so it's a deck that I created. I drew it all out, all the cards, and then I never published it because I know what they mean, and I thought, well, I'm never going to use this deck. It's kind of cool, and I haven't been able to find. I've had a crash of a system, and so on and so forth. I don't know if anyone would care for it, you know? Oh, who's in the room? Oh, Denise. Oh, I read that before. Hi, Denise. It's so nice to have you here, and Renee. I've never really thought anyone would care for it. Maybe they would. I don't know. But I know them. But like the Five of Clubs I was talking about earlier is a playing it's Pagliacci on the stage, and the Five Clubs are parts of his costume, you know, and it's just things that I've seen over the years as the cards meaning to me. So it's my personal take on the cards. And that's it's just over the years. I don't ask me why these cards have meant this to me. So it's not traditional whatsoever. But as I did that, and I would and it's just a fact, for example, there are interesting ways to memorize cards that magicians have used over the years. Oh, one of the cards has magically turned itself over. That's card tricks, you know. And that was the Six of Hearts. And that was that the card you chose? Well, don't ask me how I do my tricks. A magician never reveals his secret. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Remember to tip your waiters and waitresses. Anyway, just kidding. Just kidding. So you have to love life, don't you? You just have to have fun. Now there are systems that are very, very old. Now I have a book here I'm going to show you. If you would like to get a book that is based on very old information, I'll put the card so I don't have to play 52 card pickup. Do you ever have anyone pull that on you? Used to make me mad, you know. You fall for it once, shame on you. Fall for it more than once and you want to beat someone up. I never beat anyone up in my life. I'm a real peacenik. I'm not going to talk about this book because it's I didn't do the work, and I can't just, you know, I bought this book. I'm going to give away the secrets. You know, that's just not right. You don't do that. You don't do that. So this is a book that I bought fairly recently, and I think it's a nice book. It's huge, huge writing in it, you know. It's probably a pamphlet, You know, you can see the writing is gigantic, and it's actually more of a, it was probably a pamphlet, and it's not that expensive. I got it in hardback because I couldn't find it in paperback, $22 or something on Amazon. What it is, it's a print, as you what do they call that? Print on demand. And it's called The Game of Four Colors. And in fact, there's only two colors in a deck of cards. There are actually more than that, I think. I think it is just, I don't know, have any idea. But The Game of Four Colors by Alain French, Alain, Jacques, Jacques, Bouguereau, I'm trying, Bouguereau. Bouguereau. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, or even somewhere close to it. There it is. And this book, and it's translated from the French. And you can find it, you have to look for it, because it's sent by Michael S. Howard. Translated with an introduction by Michael S. Howard. Now, the reason I'm suggesting this book is because it gives you kind of the old French, this is the old French way of reading cards. And one of our old friends, Madame Lenormand, she used regular playing cards. Now, she drew supposedly designs on the cards and so on. We don't know for sure. But she used regular playing cards. And we'll talk about her in a minute. But he talks about it, and her people say her name was Marie Antoinette Lenormand and blah, blah, blah. We find out her name was Adelaide, I think, he says. And this guy knows because he's French, and he goes back and he goes to the beginnings of the things and how people their meanings of reading playing cards, and it's very well it's done, and he gives you some meanings in there that I've never heard before, I've never seen, and I've been reading this stuff. Oh, since the 1800s. I'm kidding. But it's been a long time. And there was a book by the Weiman brothers, W-E-H, Weiman brothers, Weiman. And the stuff that they wrote was about all sorts of stuff. But this book on, and I had it on CD somewhere around here. And of course, that's no good anymore. You need telepathy to read those CD things. And, it's an old book, and it's oh complex. Oh God! I mean, I tried to suss that thing out, and it and it used words like celerity, and I kept thinking, yeah, I wouldn't mind some celery, with some peanut butter on it. But anyway, but it was a pretty good book. But the meanings were, I don't know, I didn't quite think it was good enough. I'll put it that way. So essentially. I like this book. If you want to spend the money for it, just say that. If you want to do his type of, now what I'm going to do today is tell you the meanings of all the cards as I see them. And you can run it back. This is a video, so you can run it back. And I'm doing that because I haven't gotten the cards, But if you want to read this book, you have to buy it. Okay? Like I did. And I'm only doing that because it's a book that you can buy. And it's not out of print, it's in print. And I'm not going to, that'd be terrible to do that to it. So that's one strategy. The other strategy is just to do tarot de cards, right? That's one strategy. Another strategy is Lenormand. Because the Lenormand cards have playing cards. It's a 36-card deck. So you don't use all the cards in it. And they have cards on them. See? So for example, the star card, which I'm holding right here, is this your card? The Six of Hearts? What do you know? I didn't do that. It's just coincidence. There it is, right there, the Six of Hearts. Okay. Here we go. Here's the Queen of Clubs. Looks like she has a mustache on that. It might not be the Queen. No, that's not. It's the Jack of Clubs. And it's the Scourge. Arr, the Scourge. Give him the Scourge. Arr. And so what you can do is you can just remember that. So you get to your 36 cards. Arr. Now, if you want to have another deck, get the Gypsy Witch Fortune-Telling deck. And maybe some of you have that deck, which has some of the same meanings, a lot of the same meanings as the Lenormand deck. Ace of Hearts, the man. There's the man. And you get the Gypsy Witch Fortune-Telling deck by U.S. Games. And they've been making it for years. And I've got one of those in my card box. I've got a lot of cards. And it's the same deck I got. One day I was at a friend's house and he came in. I heard his mom call him, you know. I won't mention the name. Because you never know. And get in here. So she sounded mad. And he came in with this orange box, you know, with the witch on the cover. And it was a card box. Gypsy Witch Fortune Telling cards. He says, "My mom said to give this to you." I said, "Really?" I was, nine, maybe? She said, "Yeah." She said, how'd she put it? "Give it to that strange foreign kid." See if he wants these. Give it to that strange foreign boy. Yeah, well, the strange foreign boy wanted them. And they have a 52-card deck. And they all have indices. And they all have pictures. And they all have a little jotting of memo, what it means. So you can learn that way and then transfer that to regular cards. See? And you can learn that way and eventually you can just use regular old cards if that's what you want. Or you can use the Lenormand deck. What is wrong with me today? The Lenormand deck. I don't do drugs anymore. So you can do that. There's so many different ways to do it. Now, I have promised that I would tell you the meanings of the cards to me. This is for no other reason than to preserve it for posterity. You don't have to use these, but if you want to, you can. This is kind of how I look at them. And when I do regular card reading, like I said, the nice thing about regular card reading is you can sit around with a deck of cards and just shuffle to your heart's content and ask questions and pull a card and go, or wow, that's pretty cool, or whatever. Okay? You ready? So, I'm going to go from clubs, hearts, spades, diamonds. Okay, it's the old chased order. Chased. Okay, so the Ace of Clubs, bombastic, ego. Now here's the thing: when you're doing card readings, you can just lay them down and just make a sentence out of it. So it can be a verb, it might be a noun. It depends on the questions you ask. But it's like, okay, is this, you know, what's the deal here? Is this, maybe if I get through this, I'm going to try and go quickly. So I'm just going to go through them, okay? And you can, those of you who are bored, you know, you can leave if you want. But I think you can get something out of this. The Ace of Clubs, bombastic, egotistical. It could also be a genius, which is what a lot of geniuses can be, bombastic and egotistical, an expert on something. I've met a lot of actual magicians. And I don't mean sleight of hand, but a lot of sleight of hand magicians are can be bombastic and egotistical. But I mean, they're real things. They can be real experts on things, and they can be kind of annoying. Okay, so but you need to be kind of those people. Two of clubs. Sometimes we create things, and we can have creations that get out of control, and they can be dangerous at times. Two of clubs. What we create sometimes can be a problem. Okay, it can be gossip. That can be a problem sometimes. It can be also we can do things, we can say things that are misunderstood. Two of clubs. Think of it. Okay. Sometimes it's a revival of something that we thought was long gone, comes back. Two of clubs. The three of clubs. Brilliance, sometimes, but also manic can be creativity, but that creativity can go too far, okay? Three of clubs. Pushing the envelope, doing too much. We get overexcited about something. Oh, I've got this idea. Oh, three of clubs, okay? The four of clubs. Paranoia. Stalking, watching something, being watched, surveillance. I always think about the four clubs with the Ring doorbells. You know, they're watching everything all the time. You know, we've got one of those doorbell things, and people drop those packages on the doorstep, and the thing never goes off. It's supposed to go off. I guess I need to set the sensitivity, but it's like it works. I mean, you know, it does take the picture of someone dropping it off. It'll also take the picture when someone picks it up off the doorstep. You know, the dog lets us know, though. She goes, you know, hey, you jerks, wake up. She doesn't ever call us jerks. She loves us, but she hears it. But it's watching and being watched, okay? It can be paranoia. The five. Acting. Can be false tears, insincerity, phony, okay? You'll see it in the card. You won't see it. You might see it in the card. Six is a conundrum. A decision that has to be made, confusion, not knowing what to do. The seven is luck, seven of clubs. Luck, chance. Good time to, you know, you could say, should I go out on this date with this person? And you get the seven of clubs. And of course, you're always going to pull more than one card, you know. Renee says, I have the Lenormand cards and regular playing cards, of course. Yeah. So with the seven of clubs, it's saying, yeah, maybe you should, but you're always going to pull another card too, to see if it, you know, the eight of clubs, discovery, a find, yeah, a discovery of some sort. Nine of clubs, a win. Yeah, a win. It's a positive card. You're going to win something. Yeah. You know, you're gonna you're gonna win something. It's good, positive. You're aces, not aces, not an ace, but you're gonna win something. It's a commendation, perhaps, or pardon me, if you're in a contest, you could very well win. I guess I said that. And the ten of clubs, strange. You know, tell me about so-and-so, ten of clubs. Weird. Unusual. Something really odd there, okay? Just like that, ten of clubs, okay? The jack of clubs, someone very skilled, a person, could be a situation too, but the extreme skill there, however, also could be careless, flawed, might be an addiction problem. Queen of clubs, extremely talented, could be a performer, has performer possibility, and extremely magnanimous, usually, in those clubs. And the king of clubs, an excellent listener, probably pretty closed off emotionally, but could be a therapist, philanthropist, that sort of type. There are people in there, too. I don't worry about sex. I don't mean the act, but the gender aspect. I'm too old for the act, but that's a different story. Kidding. Hearts. I'm going quick. And if you have questions in the chat room, and if you have questions, comments. I fixed the comment thing. We got it figured out. The royal we. The ace. The ace of hearts. Follow your heart. Follow your instincts. Follow your intuition. The card is telling you direction is important. Direction is of big, big importance in this card. So find the direction, follow it. It'll make sense in the reading, should anyway. The Two of Hearts indicates the night, evening sort of thing. You'll find that there's a night card in the Game of Four Colors, okay? The concept of night. In Lenormand, the Star card, the Six of Hearts, indicates that. Here it's the Two for me. The Three of Hearts, silly. Foolish. Something is silly. Something is not stupid, but there's a silliness involved. Okay? That's the Three of Hearts. That's it. The Four of Hearts. Tweaking. Working. Keep at it. Something needs to be fine-tuned. Don't neglect that. Okay? Five of Hearts. Anger. Okay? Brutish, something unexpected, someone who might be very sweet, some situation that you think you know, you don't know. There's something lying beneath it that needs to be better understood. Number six, cold-hearted. Doesn't mean it's bad, it's just cold. It has an environment that isn't open, isn't warm, isn't... It has to be cold. You know things like that, that have to be... You wish they were warmer, you wish they were easier, right? Right? I don't know how better to explain that. The seven, a gift, something natural. Someone might be giving you a gift. Someone presenting you with something. It might be just a gift of nature. It might be just something very natural, but it's a, something, a gift. Okay, don't look through it. Be grateful for it. Could be just be saying, this is a situation where gratitude is necessary. You never know, okay? The Eight of Hearts. Tension. Okay? There's a lot of tension, but 9 out of 10 times it's manufactured and it's unnecessary and it's being used to manipulate you. Think of it that way, okay? The Nine of Hearts. Impatience. Okay? Impatience. Don't be impatient, but it's impatience. And this impatience is usually going to turn out badly. So if you see this Nine of Hearts and there's impatience there, it's a bad thing. It's a warning. Don't be impatient. Don't be impatient. Don't be impatient. Okay? Sometimes, remember, some of these are verbs. In other places, they can be nouns. In other places, they can be adjectives. Okay? Okay. The Ten of Hearts. Romance. It can be someone who is, you wouldn't expect to be extremely romantic, or to be extremely cute, or to be extremely desirable. Or it could be someone who is very, or it could just be a situation. There is something going on. Okay? Or sometimes it's just advice. The Ten of Hearts. Some people call the Nine of Hearts the wish card. Sometimes there's some of that there. Going back to impatience. It's like saying people are really, let's see here, Renee. The clubs are the discs, right? Yeah, some people do go for that. Yeah, sure. Sure. Clubs are discs, they're money. Yes. The discs in Tarot are actually, well, they call them pentacles, but what they are platens. In the church, they're the plate where the host is put on, the sacrament. Not saccharine, different. The Jack of Hearts is the hero, the knight, without his armor. He's just the guy, he's going to rescue the damsel in distress with the tooth that sparkles when, he's that guy. He's that guy. Right? The Queen of Hearts is, she can be very dramatic. You know her. Okay? You know her. I don't want to say drama queen, because it's not always that bad, but extremely emotional, extremely volatile. And the King of Hearts is the heartbreaker. He's the star. He's the Hollywood heartthrob. And he can be very two-dimensional, and he doesn't have to be, but he can be. If you find one that isn't, you're in good shape. Spades. The Ace of Spades is humiliation. The Ace of Spades is confession. It's good for the soul, but in the Ace of Spades, don't trust it. Okay? Got me? The Two of Spades, celebration, recognition. Right? Three of Spades, controversy, dogma, stigma, argument. Four of Spades, collaboration, working together. Remember, if you're interested in this, actually interested in this, you can watch this as many times as you want. Okay? Five of Spades, entitlement, elitism. What? Huh? What? Of course. Six of Spades, details, regulations, rules. Has to be done a certain way. Can't go to third base until you touch second base, or you're out. Six of Spades. Oh, I said that. Seven of Spades. Complications. Difficulties. Watch out. Beware. The Eight of Spades. Need for precision. Very precise. Very sharp. But risks involved. Yeah, of course. Nine of Spades, defective. Problems. Repairs needed. Okay? Ten of Spades, longevity. Longevity, stability. Things well done, but perhaps wear and tear. Okay? Jack of Spades, keen-minded, workaholic, that's good enough, precise mind can be very intense. Queen, intrigue, possible betrayal, excitement, could be a spy. You know, we don't really, you know. And the King of Spades, investigative mind, extremely intelligent, very logical, could be a detective of some sort or another, or even a real detective. The Diamonds. Ace of Diamonds, romantic, artistic, intelligent. Okay? Oftentimes, the Ace of Diamonds is portrayed as a letter, something like that. I stay away from that because your intuition can tell you things like that. That's the old-time way of doing things. You will receive a letter soon. Let's see. What else are you asking, Renee? Let's see here. The Spades are swords. Yes. From the Spanish. The hearts are cups and the diamonds are the wands. Yes. Now, in the game of four colors, he changes it up a bit. The diamonds are, wow, he puts them as the diamonds are the wands, I think he does. Yes, I think that's what he does. He makes them arrows, which is interesting. But does he make them wands or swords? I don't remember now, because I get, you know, things mixed up. The Two of Diamonds, tough, brave, gutsy. Gutsy as heck. The Three, beware. Beware for sure. Not what you think. The Four is great potential. Incredible talent. Almost done. Don't start drinking yet. The Five of Diamonds is happy, easy. Alcohol, whiskey. Yeah. When I say happy, I mean it. Easygoing. Maybe a little bit of alcohol going along with that. Mm-hmm. Whimsy. Whimsical. Fun. It's an easygoing card. The Five of Diamonds is an easygoing card. How you doing? Okay. The Six of Diamonds is juvenile. Indulges in fantasy. Can be tragic. The Seven of Diamonds, hidden talents. Genius. Okay. Don't underestimate it ever, especially if you're going up against it. So if you're in a job and you hit Seven of Diamonds and that person is against you, beware. The Eight of Diamonds, unusual, strange, creepy, sinister. If you could see the card I drew for it, you would back away. The Nine of Diamonds, hidden, meaningful. Very important. The Ten, genuine, vital, absolute, and truth. The Jack, shallow, foppish, sarcastic, insincere. The Queen, greedy, gluttony, snob. The King, self-effacing, sense of humor. Happy. Kind of weird, but fun. Okay? There's another strategy. Make them up yourself. Decide what you want them to be. Because the intuitive part of this is the most important. You know? Pamela. Bonjour. Welcome. Yeah. Yeah, listen later. You'll get it. You'll get it. So let's just play with this. We've got about 5 minutes left. Or so. Let's say I'm asking about somebody and I say, okay, what about them? The there's a lot of tension there. Eight of Hearts. And you'll see if I, you know, go back. In my meanings, this is a card about tension. But remember, I also said it's kind of artificial tension, and that it's tension that's designed to be tense. So there's tension, but should it be tense? Okay. Okay. Do I need to worry? Two hearts. Do I need to worry? Well, I don't know. Probably not. You know? Probably not. Wait a minute. Okay, I forgot my own meaning here. Let me go back to my book and see what I've got here. Let's see. Two of Hearts. I know the Ace of Hearts. Follow your heart. The Two of Hearts is, oh God, I'm getting old, Celebration. No, that's not it. The Two of Hearts is Tough, Brave, Gutsy. Oh, no, I know that. Okay, I got it. Well, that's right. Well, how will things work out? It's tense. Let's see. They'll find something that will help them through. Eight of Clubs, okay? And so, and I'm not thinking of anyone in particular, but I should, okay? Let's ask about something real, okay? Let's ask about the reflecting pool, okay? How will things work out for the reflecting pool? Let's ask the Queen of Hearts, okay? Well, the Queen of Hearts, we said, is kind of a drama queen. Okay, so it's very drama queeny. Okay, it is drama queeny. Don't you think? I think so. Okay, so let me cut another card. Let's just cut right here. Take the top card. And we see the King of Hearts. The King of Hearts, who is the Hollywood star. He's extremely two-dimensional. Okay, we don't need to go any further. So let me pull another card, and we see we have the King of Spades. King of Spades, very intelligent, blah, 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 detective. So there's someone on the case. What is he going to find? Okay, he's going to find the Three of Diamonds. So the Three of Diamonds is... not what it seems. I mean, the Three of Diamonds, back off, you know. That's you don't want to mess with this card. This can be very sinister. It can be very dangerous. You don't want to mess with the Three of Diamonds, okay? So, what, kind of leave it alone, not deal with it. What are we going to say here? The Queen of Spades. Remember, we said this is something you don't... You know, you don't want to deal with the Queen of Spades because, you know, she's trouble. So one more here. How's it going to work out? Ace of Hearts. Follow your heart. What do you think is going to happen? I think I know what's going to happen. One more. Three of Hearts. Nothing. It's just ridiculous. It's too much. Too much. I asked the wrong thing, you know. Yeah, but when you work with cards, you just... It's like reading anything, you know. Right? It's reading anything. I ask stupid questions that are completely ridiculous. Oh, why do I ask real things like that? Yeah. Oh, for goodness sake. Anyway, no more. No more politics. Just no more politics. Nothing of importance. That's what you do. And there's so many ways to do it. Transfer to Tarot. That's what I did for a long time. And then I decided to do my deck, and I really, maybe I should print it up. I don't know if anyone would be interested in it. It's kind of silly, but it's fun for me. I do this a lot just because it's good to ask a question and go, oh yeah. And it makes sense. It always makes sense. So, yeah. But this book is pretty good, The Game of Four Colors. He gives some interesting ways to read it, and then he tells you how to do the readings. But frankly, if you're a tarot reader, I think you'll kind of get that too. Pamela, the book is The Game of Four Colors. You have to really poke Amazon to get it, to find it. I had to poke it pretty hard. I'll give the ISBN number. It's 978-295-7295-494. And that'll help you find it if that's what you want. Okay, and that's it for this week. I'm actually out of time. So, it's been a pleasure, as always. I wish you all peace. I wish you all love. And till next week, be safe. I love you all. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.